You tell me. There is no me, there is no ego, there is no I. Wind is the movement of the air. It's just a movement. It's selfless. It doesn't have self. It's the air outside and it's working. So here, you will hear this story in two parts. Yes, first part.
How, in the presence of Solomon, of whom be peace, the gnat appealed for justice against the wind. The gnat came from the garden and the grass, and the gnat began to demand justice from Solomon, saying, O Solomon, thou dealest out justice to the devils and the children of men and the jinn. Bird and fish are under the protection of thy justice. Who is the lost one whom thy bounty hath not sought out? Give justice to us, for we are very miserable. We are deprived of the orchard and the rose garden. The difficulties of every weakling are solved by thee. The gnat, in sooth, is the similitude of weakness. We are celebrated for weakness and frailty. Thou art celebrated for kindness and care of the lowly. O thou who hast reached the limit in the stages of power, we have reached the limit in failure and aberration. Do justice, relieve us from this sorrow, take our hand, O thou whose hand is in the hand of God.
Means what? Okay, this was the first part of the story. If you look at it from the normal culture of Rumi's time, everything is obvious. The guy wants something, so he starts with apple polishing and giving silly compliments and all that. Right? But what is the story? Exactly that's what the story is. Why is he going to Solomon? He wants one special stuff. For whom? Let's go back. Let's go back and read it again. You will see that this little mosquito doesn't think about anyone or any animal or the wind or what the wind is and all that. None. What is he talking about? Me needing something, and you are the lovely fellow, you are the giver, so give it to me. This is all the subject, right? He doesn't bring, first of all, any other animal in. He doesn't talk about any other interest in the matter. He doesn't even talk about the wind and the necessity of the wind or what is good for, or none of that. He's talking about me, you. I'm the poor one and you are the giver. You are the one who gives to everyone. You are the prophet. And all, and none of these are true. Because if it is real, let's say you, I'm not talking about a fly, I'm talking about you as a human being. If you have the permission to go in the presence of Solomon, what should you ask for? What should you talk about even? Being in the presence of the Solomon, if you are the little insect. But look at it. It's a dialogue which is apparently full of compliment. But look at it carefully. None of it is compliment. It's bringing down that it's your duty to help me. You are good if you help me. Read it again.
The gnat came from the garden and the grass, and the gnat began to demand justice from Solomon, saying, O Solomon, thou dealest out justice to the devils and the children of men and the jinn. Bird and fish are under the protection of thy justice. Who is the lost one whom thy bounty hath not sought out? Give justice to us, for we are very miserable. We are deprived of the orchard and the rose garden.
With this we means what? Us, we, little flies only. But it's always we. Okay. And?
The difficulties of every weakling are solved by thee. The gnat, in sooth, is a similitude of weakness. We are celebrated for weakness and frailty. Thou art celebrated for kindness and care of the lowly.
This is what it is. You're famous to be a giver, and I'm famous to be a small and the poor one and the needy one. Yeah?
O thou who hast reached the limit in the stages of power, we have reached the limit in failure and aberration. Do justice. Relieve us from this sorrow. Take our hand, O thou whose hand is the hand of God.
Means this fly, now in my story, is talking with Solomon. But at the end of the day, if the situation is good, this fly will talk to God himself, because this is what it is. Look around you. You will see a lot of nasty people which are not really more valuable than an insect. Day and night, millions of times, they are asking for this and that, that they wish to have everything. Have you ever seen someone who wants to wish something? Let's say, I'm a good swimmer. Okay? What does that mean? It means that I love swimming and I don't do that good, but I want to be the best, right? How about if I am somehow half paralyzed in my physical shape? Then what? I wish to be a swimmer. It's impossible, but I wish it because I like it. Period. Because these people, our neighbors, they talk about the swimmers and they think that you should be the swimmer. Then what does that fellow do? Day and night, he's praying for something. It doesn't make sense. Am I worthy of this? Am I ready for this? Of course, you don't do it this way. In your brain, you never think of being an insect. You are the God. You feel that you are the controller, and you want to have the power to control everything. To do this, and some of these countries will vanish. Do this, and billions of people who you don't know anything about them, they should vanish, because everything should be in your control. This is the attitude of self in everyone. Here is in this insect, exactly. Now, yes, now let's see what the Solomon talks about.
Then Solomon said, O seeker of equity, tell, against whom art thou demanding justice and equity? Who is the oppressor that in insolence has done thee injury and scratched thy face? O wonderful, where in our epoch is the oppressor that is not in our prison and chains? When we were born, on that day injustice died. Who then hath produced in our epoch an act of injustice? When the light dawned, the darkness vanished. Darkness is the origin and support of injustice.
Okay, up to here, what the Solomon is talking about. It's interesting because this is what we do. Here we are that insect, okay? And we go to Solomon to ask for something. What does Solomon say? He said, oh, interesting. So, there is a bad fellow around. It's not supposed to happen. I'm the king and everybody should be good. Let me see, who is that bad fellow? And again and again and again, saying it and changing it for what? Solomon is not doing it. We know Rumi is doing it, right? Why Rumi is doing this? Because Rumi is asking you Did you pay attention? You know the story. At the end of the day, the wind is no good for this fellow, but the wind is a necessity of the life of the forest. The insect doesn't know it, right? Solomon knows it, and you should know it, that the thing that you don't like is not bad. You don't like this stuff that you don't like, period. But this is not the way to judge the existence. There are a lot of stuff that I don't like, but they are the necessity of existence. Should I ask for them to vanish? This is the fantasy of a lot of people. They want another existence to live in because they don't like a part of this. And they want to eject that part. It's impossible. All the parts are working together. This is what it is. Yes?
Look, the devils are doing work and service. The others are bound in shackles and bonds. Mm-hmm. The origin of the injustice of the oppressors was from the devil. The devil is in bondage. How did violence appear?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here the word of devil is a little bit tricky because here the word is div. And div for Iranian is not devil. Is upside down of the human being, the opposite of human. Okay? Here, Solomon will say, when I arrived, everything changed because God gave everything to me. I'm the king. Then look around you. The bad people are doing good. Everybody's trying to be good. So where is that bad fellow that you are against and you're here to complain about? Because my kingdom actually changed everything to good. What's happening to you? Yes?
He, and it was, hath bestowed the kingdom on us, that the people may not cry out in lament to heaven, that burning sighs may not soar upward, that the sky and the stars may not be shaken, that the empyrean may not tremble at the orphan's wail, that no soul may be marred by violence.
Oh, that is what? Is it? Okay, if you believe in me, I'm the King Solomon to you, means God has given me this kingdom, means everything is good here. We don't have the poor people, we don't have the homeless people here. In my country, everything is good and everything is settled down. So where is the bad guy? Yes?
We established a law throughout the kingdoms to the end that no, O Lord, should go up to the skies.
Mm-hmm. I am a king, a good king, so I have to behave and control the country in a way that nobody will cry to God. Nobody will feel being punished and thing like that. Yes.
O oppressed one, do not look to heaven, for thou hast a heavenly king in the temporal world. The gnat said, my appeal is against the hand of the wind, for he opened the two hands of oppression against us. Through his oppression we are in sore straits. With closed lips we are drinking blood from him.
Exactly. So, look at it carefully. A long paragraph started with that insect coming to Solomon, and the last sentence was it. First, he came and said, I need something. Whole paragraph was about that. Solomon was explaining that in reality, in the kingdom of Solomon, you shouldn't need anything. So if you need something, you have mistaken. You have done something here silly. Because that's why I'm here. This is what it is all about. So only the last verse explained it, that the wind. Wind is the bad guy and we are the poor guy that the wind is pushing us around. Yes?
How Solomon, on whom be peace, commanded the plaintiff gnat to bring his adversary to the court of judgment. Mm-hmm.